Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. In December of 2014, the Rio Tinto Mining Company convinced the U.S. Congress to authorize a land exchange which would allow it to carve a copper mine out of the Oak Flat area in the Tonto National Forest near Superior. Opponents claim that Oak Flats would be lost as a popular recreation area and, moreover, that the project, named the Resolution Copper Mine, would also desecrate a site sacred to the San Carlos Apaches and severely upset the ecology of this wild and beautiful area, which has been protected from development since 1955. They claim the deal was disingenuous, to put it politely, and the San Carlos Apache and their sympathizers have occupied the Oak Flat campground since February of last year. The National Park Service has recently listed Oak Flat in the National Register of Historic Places, but this action has come under heavy fire, notably from Arizona Representatives Paul Gosar and Ann Kirkpatrick. Global demand for copper is rising by 500,000 metric tons a year, fueled by new construction and the spread of modern technology. Current production worldwide is about 18 million metric tons. Although mankind has used copper for at least 10,000 years, 97% of all copper ever mined has been extracted in the last century. Copper is highly recyclable, and reused copper is a significant part of the market. But ultimately, it's a finite resource. There have been estimates of when the supply of extractable copper will be depleted, ranging from the middle to the end of this century. Then again, the estimated reserves have doubled in the past 20 years on account of the development of ever more sophisticated extraction technologies. However that may be, global annual consumption gobbles up the equivalent of 3 mines the size of the one proposed at Oak Flat. The downside is explained quite well at www.azminingreform.org. The other side of the coin can be found at resolutionmining.com and on the side of Arizona Representative Paul Gosar at gosar.house.gov. The U.S. Department of Agriculture gives a more neutral overview of the issue at www.resolutionmineis.us. That's resolutionmineis.us. The Forest Service has opened a project for public comment in the context of its environmental impact study. You have until July 18th to submit your views. Email Tonto National Forest Supervisor Neil Bosworth at comments@resolutionmineis.us or by fax or voicemail at 1-866-546-5718. That's 866-546-5718. This is Dan Loud for the Weekly Green. You can find the text of this program with the associated links at the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org, and you can leave your comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page. Thank you for listening.